So I agree that indeed we should find a spiritual mediator. Thanks for that.
Thank you. what market is very heavy of such things. Now, but if we go on and broaden this, we are going to come to a dialogue also in the chapter of sharing how that it can come up with a mechanism that is going to make more adherence of course of African life in the general access, so that we are not to all really rather than us believing that our constitution is changing. There is no law that changes. Law must actually be born with the community values. If then it is negated by the standard which society is developing. For example, the fact that when public entities in this country are faced with, then that actually brings about the political discourse. That actually scandalous for having the meaning of our people. That is why the perception of our country is persuaded by this public themselves. To say, it must be left to see, to say that we are just working with this question, but the living is actually the same thing. That can never be actually against the government. So that we make it live with our own constitutional values. In terms of building a reservation of the country. Thank you very much.
Thank you for your contribution, Honourable Member. I think this is an appropriate time to take a rejoinder from the Asian Council. Gentlemen?
ramifications of this will be also related to the general act trying to achieve was that the state didn't overcapacity on properties and that would retain the expropriation space as well. So if market value is paid, it should have an impact on values in that area. And then there's a question around what does real loss mean? And the text of the time there refers to the rights that a registered rights holder has, which is registered in our course. We have a mortgage bond, we have a special material bond, so we have the real means. And the question around the evolution of property rights is that if people, lenders, look at the rights of a we're not consulted throughout that process. You can have a situation at the end of the day where an owner's property is expropriated at the low of the market, the mortgage bond level, and that amount could be lower than what is deemed to be an acceptable, just and equitable level. And if the owner throws his hand up in the air and says, I've lost my property, you know, he gives a damn, I've lost everything, I'm not going to buy the lot. What happens is that you're really a rights holder in terms of the criminal case, and if you look at it, you will see that the state would be obliged to actually expropriate that legal instrument which is held over the property, over and above just the property itself, and that it would be recourse back to the state on that particular issue. What happens to the individual is the value of the property the appropriated amount is less than what the person owes to the bank, and the bank uses money. The bank will continue to pursue that individual for the recovery of the shortfall. From our perspective, we're leaving all our salaries up to the borrowers. We have a fiduciary responsibility to make sure that we do that responsibly, but there's minimal, but a reasonable risk level, and that we recover what we possibly can on the deal. So we will continue to pursue the owner or the actual report. Your question around a mortgage bond, in terms of the Insolvency Act, if you have a look at that, you can see that our rights as a mortgage bond holder are protected. And what we're trying to argue in our paper is that when you expropriate a property, you don't just expropriate a property, you've got to expropriate it with your rights to that mortgage bond, that special material bond that really you know the property. You actually physically expropriate that at the same time as you expropriate the property. If there's a shortfall, then so be it. If the bank has over-lent the property and it gets lost, that's fine. You know, that's the business we're in. We're good at lending money.
Yeah, but I'm just going to go to the bank to check my sermon on how to
certainly taking very serious inputs on the kind of the event. So I think with the flags as well, I mentioned to you in detail. Just a kind of philosophical point, okay? And of course, the starting point is that recognizing the need to actually put a balance between the interests of the space in the department and individual property. What we're trying to see there is a different balance. Okay, it's a balance between public interest and public goods on the one hand, and the interest of the individual or collective property on the other. That's a very important difference. Okay. And obviously in that space, the state plays a role, whether or not the market thinks now or not historically. And if you need to make sure that winning is regulation, it's exactly critical in regards to those two factors. The problem with the survey on the basis of the government, which allows implementing as you require by other institutions, transformation of other institutions, or in the nowadays as well, like the church. Whether it's viewers, whether it's arbitrary, all those would need to check the balance. So just introduce an important conversation. Because I think that is the first thing that you say, but it's 45 of what the Constitutional Court warned us of doing. That we must move away from the thing, we must move away from the standard, typically findable conceptions of the Constitution as a guarantee of the state's role, while there's a typically dynamic, typically partible view of the Constitution. So we're very much following what the Constitutional Court wants to think about the Bill of Rights and the Education. But that's more of a topic of biology again, or reverberate instances of this issue. On the issue which we've been visiting a great deal today, and that is the definition of poverty. The personal, what I'm trying to do here, we're trying to make specific rules or specific limits of spirit. We're trying to develop a more general application as required by the foreign laws when it comes to purpose. So it's a more general application. And so, in a more general application, we are really concerned not to try to second guess what a property is. This is a framework that's in the terms, I think, about 2 weeks ago in the Constitutional Court on the Shabbat Sheker map around the liquor license. The Constitutional Court itself is not sure. It's divided as to what the topic is or not. So, one day, the recipients of the transportation. No, the one element that the liquor license was property, but the declaration of it was not an expropriation, the declaration was not an expropriation. Another element of that, I think, were pretty equal with the country's 2003. The other one of the judges, headed by the KPC justice, said that common property, the liquor license, that agrees with the opinion that it was not an expropriation. Okay, so what I'm trying to say is that you need to be careful and see no general application about trying to describe and it will tie off into the list. But what we're doing in the bill is we're saying that the pretty limited public works may experiment, but only and we're going to follow this process. But at the same time, we're only going to expropriate in terms of legislation governing the minister. And how it has defined in terms of legislation that affects the Minister of Public Works and Access. And we've got a complete concept of this to look at legislation that governs Minister of Energy, Minister of Transport, etc. And in most of those legislations, probably defined for the purposes of that particular sector. So then, how do we try to handle this matter? Not get stuck in trying to define very constitutional court, some of the settings, be careful with the right to define, but at the same time, make sure that when a minister of works discourage, that he's not discouraging property that's outside of the definition of property for the service to the most public works. So that's what we're trying to do, and how we're trying to address the concerns of the problem. And that's why it's interesting that we're using the back direction with the financial discouragation here. The same way you look at this within the exchange, the venture industry would be a portfolio which is in line because you look at the legislation defined product for the purposes of this purpose. So I'm not sure how that would all fit, but that's some of what we're trying to do. Okay, another sort of philosophical difference.
care about producer activity.
But those are strange conditions.
Properties around Kalakir, which was a little bit more aggressive for Kalakir, those companies are sorely bad investors. And that's why it's correct what people have actually said. Maybe it's a compensation. We need to look at that companies with history behind the acquisition of the property, that any state subsidies that might have gone into the property, and all of those would be determined factors for that. Because the value of property, as you know, is in the latest shares. So, I think this is a shock of the we agree with the approach that any company that's in the way to force the full state to have a high interest around the remaining 20%. And I know that we're the next one, the next one, so it's very important for the next one. The 80% of the additional interest. So, in fact, it's going to be more than the other, but it must be based very on the property and other things. It's against the idea that not the issue of the one happens to the 20%, between appropriation and actual possession, there can be a time line. So both these very different situations where the appropriated party is in limbo without that effect. So I think that approach is resulted in that effect. I think the commission comes to being more comfortable with the same situation that's going to relate back to the on the mortgage issue, I mean, some of the argument would be that the under-the-critical situation where you start forming mortgage and mediation practice premium. They think that that's kind of under the disaster equipment of the opportunity to there's a general occasion of parity that cover that aspect. The natural effect, which is from the government content, that
for example, in the sense, for example, design is
You may commend the students already, which we
thank you, Honorable Jefferson, and thank you to the Honorable Manager of the Committee and the Department of Public Works for accommodating us and giving us the opportunity to make some comments on the constitutional aspects of the building. I'm very grateful to the Deputy Minister in particular for clarifying some of the context of the bill and what it is and what it isn't about. From our perspective, the bill is a law process rather than a law substance. The substance of who may expropriate what kind of property for what purpose is regulated by other laws. It's regulated by the Mineral and Petroleum Resources Development Act, the Energy Act, the National Environment Management Act. Each of those pieces of legislation contains the bestowal of appropriated power by Parliament onto a designated government agency, government authority, to expropriate a particular kind of property for a particular purpose related to that bestowal of finance portfolio related to the purpose of that particular legislation. And we have, as a case change to our written submissions, provided a list which is by no means comprehensive. A list of legislative instruments that were immediately available to us, which confer appropriation powers on government authorities for different purposes and for different definitions of property. And with respect on the chairperson, that this is the appropriate way that appropriation is regulated in the United States as well as in South Africa, that different legislative instruments will confer on government authorities expropriation powers if they are necessary. For the purposes of that particular legislation. This bill confines itself to the process for expropriation with one limited exception, which is the Minister of Public Works. That is the only authority who is bestowed this power of expropriation for a particular purpose. In this respect, the bill is an improvement on the current act, which is still in force, the 1975 Act. Which gives the Minister of Public Works a fairly unfettered discretion to appropriate a property for any purpose. The current bill would limit that discretion to some extent, and I'll dig into that a little bit more detail in a moment. But broadly speaking, as a question of process, we would look at the bill in two parts. There is the process regulation of the process of acquisition, the acquisition of the property concerned, and the process of compensation. Now, in respect of the process of acquisition, the bill is a vast improvement on the current Act. It does, in our view, appear to be consistent with the constitutional standards of procedural fairness, just administrative action. It provides for extensive pre-expropriation negotiation on reasonable terms. It provides for due notice of expropriation with an articulation of the nature and purpose of the administrative action, an opportunity to make representations, and it doesn't exclude the opportunity to take that decision on review. There has been a comment and criticism on the bill which, for constitutional purposes, is not necessarily found, which is that the bill must require prior court oversight of the decision to expropriate. A constitution doesn't require any such thing, it requires judicial oversight of compensation. The decision to expropriate is a matter of the initiative of the executive and administrative authorities. That is to say that the courts would be extremely reluctant to exercise any jurisdiction over deciding whether or not a particular expropriation is warranted, because that is what they would describe as a policy-centric policy matter with respect to the executive. And I can tell you the references to the judgments on that, which the opposition to the zoning alliance versus the National Treasury, and a few years before that, the International Trade Administration Union. So in that respect, we do think that the provisions relating to the acquisition of property appear to be certainly a vast improvement on the current Act, and subject to some minor revisions in the drafting, we believe it does encapsulate the essential safeguards of due process procedural fairness. The second part of the bill, the second element of the bill, is the process of compensation. Now that is where there are, we feel, basically empower any organ of state without parliamentary permission to expropriate property through the regulatory Ministry of Public Works. And we'll briefly at the notion of intention to expropriate. As you said, the process of acquisition is generally consistent with the constitutional demands of the Constitutive Responsibility of the Civil Defense. But there are particular items where there's too much left to discretion. There needs to be more detailed guidance for the objective. his land that is occupied by a particularly vulnerable community, and then very old sites, and they became the community that was previously dispossessed, and they were awarded this land in the land restitution process. In those circumstances, the demand of justice and equity may be more than market value. So for that reason, we would suggest that the Act, this will, should refer to the Property Valuation Act in determining the amount of compensation to be offered, because it would be inappropriate to fix it at any particular market if there was market value or some changes to market value. And that there should be consistency in the determination of compensation across the board, whether it's appropriated by the Minister of Public Works or by the Department of Land Reform. Language of the building is inherited from that would require slightly into the land banks, into the Restitution of Land Rights Act to extend its jurisdiction to cover expropriation under the what would be the Expropriation Act, the new one, and that the draft union is also set up in the Chief of Submission. Finally, I'd like to just raise the question of costs. Now, this is something that is probably of the most glaring constitutional concern, is that the affected land rights holders
for our usage and as well. But I just want to check if probably these municipalities are that mean they are also not included in this authority.
Thank you, sir. Honourable Matthews.
Thank you, Honourable Chair. I wanted to know on the issue of the organ of stage foundation, the UNICA, for the year of the system of the energy, they have to do this. Whatever that will be at the time, so that the request of the UNICA to do this for the idea, they not the energy because it might not be in the interest of the public.
Thank you, Honourable Member. Those of the other, in other words, it's a decision to be a
think
okay, so also to the test on our own.
Doesn't that we should be announced
our conversation, our conversation. You are the one mentioning that what you're about to share with us should come in at a stage when you deal with it close and close. So why are you preempting yourself?
No,
that's not what I want to say. It's fine.
Oh, yes, yeah,
yeah. The concept of judgment at the level might be should be granted, not by God's steps, but by what the owner, the appropriate owner, can be able to use to buy another property of similar value, who will get a bigger rate. Then the judgment should be that. Because we just look at what the value is in at the moment. When that person leaves that property, but there's no option for taking a similar property, you go away with money and time. For this, you just have to go to the table, and therefore, you should be able that person to be able to acquire a property of similar value within a year of rate. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mr. Weeks. As this is an appropriate time for you just to engage some of the comments that have been made. Did you want to go before that, sir?
I think that I'm more equally as well. I mean, this is first of all, this is a very influential and very resourceful. I think we're all very patient and very thoughtful things. Just very briefly go through the criticisms that have been raised. Under 3.1 heading, that is your performance step. We concede that there's what is intended in God's priority is honesty. Because if there is any organization, the God's creation, could approach the Minister of Public Works certificate and ask him or her to explore it. And then we need to reformulate in other words, anything within the mandate of the Minister of Public Works, so we've got a time resistance approach to regarding, but you can pick up regarding we should be we when it comes to each other, we certainly like the work that we make about minimum barriers around the difference between taking ownership of maintaining possession and the same that would apply participation to the nurses. Because we agree with the point. Consistent in that is that the owner of the property should be in high drive for an indeterminate period of time. In a situation where, there's a performance to introduce minimums, and I know that's reduced a minimum time period within which, or a maximum time period within which, position. So quite well taken. The same applies to the automatic judicial. I think that's absolutely right. I think she's definitely right. And I think that goes to the heart of the potential constitutional model, which also then leads to a little bit of the constitution as well, which I'm asking. The same with the agency ranking principle of minimum of agency state must pay by way of compensation. We agree that again, time is to be reduced, but there's not a necessary case to be. We're a little bit reduced as we on the level general and the proper delegation act for the reason that you alluded to, that it's not like a running. It's like it's just behind the agenda. Because without delegation, it's obviously not just what's for a basic reason, but for all kinds of I'm going to
Appropriate for the minister. The minister, of course, can intervene and decline to express
them to take the necessary steps to really participate in the process. And that's not something that can be done in a month or over 20, even 60 days. It may be counted that this will frustrate or create some abuse obstacle to the purposes of the expropriation. But the Bill Act provision for urgent expropriations is necessary. So extending the time period significantly simply means that expropriating authorities are going to have to do their planning a little bit better or further in advance and not rely on 30 day or 20 day periods, but on 60 day or 90 day periods instead. And it's just get their planning done sooner. It's a really interesting process. Mr. Chairman, there are very brief comments on the bill. We'd be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you very much, Advocate Parker.
Members, comments, questions? money conversion to pump in transom to the person who suffers deprivation of their property on an urgent basis. And clearly there should be some provision made there. We just wanted to raise that. We haven't any detailed submissions made on that, but clearly it needs to be attended to. The method of municipal valuation being offered there just in the history of the cash flow. As far as I say, it should simply be used as a baseline to avoid a situation where a person ends up receiving compensation of less than the amount of the sale value. That would itself be unfair and quite possibly unconstitutional. It's certainly unjust. Where the actual value of the property is higher than the municipal valuation, of course then the person to be expropriated is free to nominate a higher value and then goes to the process of trying to defend that. But it should be put in there as a baseline to ensure that nobody ends up being undercompensated in comparison to their original. I think that was the only substantial point in this thing.
Thank you very much, Sarah. And so she's going to do something.
Oh, thank you.
I think I'm important to talk to you. Thank you for the question.
Secondly,
already discussed in our deliberations at dinner. Thank you.
challenges in light of the press, global macroenvironments, and 2015 budget is constrained by the need to consolidate public finances in the context of slower growth and rising debt. Whose principles efforts made during the 2015 budget to rebalance fiscal policy, to give greater interest to investment and supporting enterprise development and infrastructure developments. In the light of the budget, America cannot afford to adopt an expropriation law that works against investment promotion and growth in order for South Africa to raise growth rate and create jobs. Both investment and business climates must be conducive, and the bill must signify this. It must signal this clearly. The expropriation law in its current form tends to further put a dampener on the already low investment climate and deter future investments, and our call is that this week is considered when passing the bill through Parliament. The government has a constitutional responsibility to protect the property rights of all South Africans, in the South African and individuals and in the corporate context. Thank you very much for the opportunity, Jay.
Do you have anything in mind about the new budget penalty?
the point has been made that we need to, and I think you yourself made the point, that one needs to distinguish between so-called possession and property rights. And we acknowledge that, and we also, if you look at the Apogee case, Justice Schoenemann in that case said that the reading on whether the state or the government is appropriated is prejudiced, it might be unconstitutional in both cases. So one needs to put that leeway, that hang out of the Apogee case, that's into the law. And one can come see how you can do that. We need to build, I propose that we need to include that provision in the law that came out of the Apogee case by Justice Criminal. The last paragraph is, I think what our concern is probably more the implementation. How the law is going to be implemented? Our contention is that there are some issues that need to be resolved, and those are the points of disagreement that we had at NETA that need to be resolved. We do need a law. I think that eventually is implicit arbitrary, and it's sending out very negative messages to investors. And I think this is where the biggest concern is. Perhaps one thing needs to be so much in the process of the certain provision, but if the checking balance is not there and it becomes arbitrary implicit, certainly it's going to send out negative signals in terms of investor confidence. So it's more around the arbitrary nature of implementation. Then on the question on page 4, the last point, regarding the purpose of this, is to agree to the fact that the property that has been taken without the consent of the expropriated criminal expropriator should not be taken into account in determining the amount of compensation we believe that it should be taken into account if that property is taken without the consent of the expropriated owner. I don't know if that answers to your question, but if you read the question as well to us today. In determining the amount of compensation to be paid in terms of this act, the appropriating authority must, to the extent that it is difficult to do so, take account of the fact that the property has been taken without the consent of the appropriated owner. That goes back to the point of a consequential loss. In the whole time, we wanted to fly around on another one of issues. We still say that there is consequential loss, there are moving parts, there are other losses that are not taken into account in this process. And so we say that they should be taken into account. It just refers to that same point again. Then on the penalties, I think that is something that should be open for discussion. We don't want to be prescriptive. We did say that, and USA has a position of supporting that, if the amount is not paid within a specified time, then the expropriation becomes invalid and the property then falls back into the owner originally. Now that's very drastic, but one needs to send out a strong message that payment when it's due has to be paid. Unfortunately, we believe that we are not going to have a strong statutory rule as far as this is concerned. I think it's just to emphasize the point that we need some checks and balances in that regard. I think I've covered all the questions here.
I'm sure that Rana has some Latin to A and H. I don't know what to say or say. I'm not going to tell a piece of this Latin. What we just to feel free. 300 and 300. Yes,
first thing is thank you for helping me to sit today. The I think most of the value is a lot of different and
quick look.
I think many people didn't say that. Eh? Like the last.
That was the last big time.
Yeah.
No, it's just general.
I just have one question that. Paul Hellman didn't choose
in the morning.
Choose in the morning?
Yes.
Alright. Thank you.